Kedushas Levi says a few times in the parsha, a big chiddush. He says in one of the shtickles that the tzaddik is the tzinor which he brings down shefa into this world, and each tzaddik, according to his mida, will bring down that mida of Hashem Yisbarach. Avram, of course, is the mida of chesed, and if there's a Rivka in the world who personifies the mida of chesed, it must be that through Avraham, that channel, that tzinor called Avraham, Rivka was brought into the world. He's medayik from the fact that Torah says, Ashel Yulda l'Besuel. Yulda is a lashon grammatically which implies born memela to. It should say maybe Yulda l'Besuel or Yolad Besuel. Yulda, says the Kedushas Levi, is coming to teach us that really Rivka was not Besuel's daughter. Rivka was Avraham's daughter, just born to Besuel. So we can be marchav in the sinyan, in this big chiddush of the Kedushas Levi, b'siyata d'shmaya, that there's a secret that the Ari speaks about, the Zohar speaks about, mi yitein tohar mi tome lo echad. That Hashem Yisbarach has a way of making Tahar come from Tameh. This pasuk is quoted by Paraduma, especially. The Medrash says, "Mi yitein Tahar mi Tameh," that there's a secret of Tahar and Tumah, that there are no lines which separate between the two of them, because he who is Tameh becomes Tahar, Tahar becomes Tameh. Le'echa, this is from the oneness of Hashem. Chazal used the same pasuk, Tana de Eliyahu says so, in referring to Avram Avinu, that he was born from a Harasha like Terach. That Terach is a Tameh, and Avram is a Tahar who comes from him. That's also from this secret called Miyitein Tahar Mitame Le'achar. There's an interesting correlation between Avram and the Paraduma. By Stoim, Avram says, Vanoichi Afar Ve'efer. So the Gemara says, Anoichi Afar refers to the Afar Shal Sota, and the Efer refers to the Efer Shal Par. That Avram is considered to be the secret of the Paraduma. It has a sheikh, of course, to stone in the tefillah of Avraham Avinu there, because although stone was a place of tremendous rishas, Chazal told us, Hashem Yisbarach says, Matzasi David Avdi, where did I find David? Bistom. David is found in stone. So although stone is full of rishas, which is Lot and Benosav, which are Rishayim in the city of David HaMelech comes from that, that's the secret of Paraduma. So David has a sheikh to the Paraduma. Of course, David was Admaini. On the outside, he looked like Esav, and in Pnimius, it was Kulo Tohar, had Yifei Naim. So too here by Rivka, in the same way that Avram Avinu is he who is Miyitein Tohar Mitame Lo Echad, so Avram Avinu does the same thing with Rivka. That really, it seems on the surface that Rivka is the child of Besuel. But really, Rivka is the daughter of Avram. And even the word Besuel implies that, because Besuel means Baskel. And the mid of Avram is chesed, and the shame which corresponds to chesed is kale. So Besuel means baskel. But really she's the daughter of Avram. And so therefore, Avram is searching for his daughter. This is merumis to what the Chazal say as an introduction to the whole Seder, finding the Zivug. Avram zokin baba yamin, v'ashem birach Avram bakol. So Chazal say, bas hayolai, that he had a daughter in bakol shema. Really, her name was Rivka. Her name was Rivka. But for some reason, her name is Bakol. We're not going to go into why she's called Bakol. But Avram is searching for his daughter Bakol, and he ends up with Rivka, which is the Zivug for Yitzhak, which is really his sister. This gives us an explanation of that which we find as a hemshech in this week's and next week's parasha, Parashas Toldos, where the Torah tells us that Yitzhak followed in the footsteps of Avram and Sarah, that just as when Avram and Sarah went to the house of Paro, to the house of Abimelech, when they questioned, who is this wife, who is this woman, they said, this is my sister. So, Bishlama Avram and Sarah, he can say about her, this is my sister, Al Pi Pnimius HaTaira, because the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Avram was a nitzitz of Adam HaRishon, and Chava was a nitzitz to Sarah. So, Adam and Chava were brother and sister. And so Avram and Sarah had the same relationship. So in Pnimius HaTaira, which is where Avram was always holding, he was speaking the truth. This is my sister. But how could we justify that by Yitzhak and Rivka? The Teretz is that over here, since Rivka is the daughter of Avram, so Yitzhak and Rivka are truly brother and sister. So Yitzhak and Rivka are also saying emes, they're speaking in their shayresh of being ach v'achos, children of Avram Avinu. The shayresh of Rivka is very interesting. Chazal tell us, the Medrash says that when Avram was bringing three bakars to these three guests, so there was one of the bakars ran off, and Avram went running after it. This is the secret of El HaBakar Ratz Avraham. He was running to find it, to run after it. As I'll say that it ran to Maris Machpelah. It ran to Maris Machpelah. So we see over there, that's where he discovers Maris Machpelah, and he covets to die the same death of Adam and Chava, which he, of course, as we said before, he's a nitzot of Adam and Chava, so he's due to him to find that makom, which he was being returned to his shayrish there. It's very interesting how the discovery of Maris Machpelah happened by trying to run after this bakar. So we have some light based on what the Mekubalim say, that HaBakar is the Osios Rivka. Right. That he was running after Rivka, as if Rivka was this escape in Neshama, which is running away. And she ends up in Maris Machpelah. What seemingly happened, if we can perhaps say pshat in this, is that when these Malachim were coming to Avram Avinu, they were bringing Neshamas with them. They were bringing Neshamas which were going to be born to Avram and Sarah. The Neshama of Yitzhak was being brought to Avram and Sarah. This is Pshat in the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar says that these three Malachim were Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. We spoke about this once before, that Avram was being given a new Neshama now that he had his bris. And they were also bringing the Neshama of Yitzhak to be born into the world, and Yaakov, in Makom L'Harech B'zeh, but he could have been born probably to Avram and Sarah at that time as well. What happened was, though, is that there was a pagam in the whole Seder, and the pagam in making this one perfect opportunity was the tzchaik of Sarah. That Avram Avinu was clean on his end, but Sarah had a tzchaik. And what perhaps would happen is that Avram is the tzinur to bring Yitzhak into the world, the zachar will bring the zachar, and Sarah was the tzinur to bring Rivka into the world. But because of Sarah's tzchaik, there was an ikov. And that neshama called Rivka was not able to be brought out of Maris HaMachpelah, and remained in Maris HaMachpelah, and therefore only Yitzhak was able to be brought into the world, and ultimately Rivka had to come into the world a different way. That's going to be through the channel of Maris HaMachpelah, but not through the way that Hashem had intended it, through the Bakar, which was being brought, accompanying these Malachim, which is the Seder Hashem had intended because of the Tzchak of Sarah. However, Sarah felt responsible for the lack of bringing this daughter into this world, this Rivka into the world. And when she heard that Yitzhak was about to be shechted, so she made a ma'ase mesiras nefesh. And perhaps the reason why they thought, and Avram had thought, that Yitzhak had to be geshechted was because it's very unusual that Yitzhak was 37 years old and wasn't married yet. Rashi alludes to this in the name of Chazal, that Avram said, had he died, he would have had no children, no shidduch. Why didn't he have a shidduch? It is that Avram was looking for Shidduch, but there was no Zivug in the world. Rivka wasn't born yet. Why was Rivka not born? Because she wasn't in the world. And the reason why Yitzhak had to be offered as a korban, because Chazal say that an Adam who doesn't, an Ish without an Isha is Eino Adam. He's not an Adam. So if he's not an Adam, he's a Behema. So the fact that Yitzhak was a Chatzi Adam, and he was more like a Behema than an Adam, because he was past 20 years old and he had not yet been married, so he was being offered as a korban, like a Behema, not like an Adam. It goes very nice with the Medrash, the Yaakov Raveni quotes, that the Malachim said the following thing before Hashem. When they saw Yitzhak on the Mizbeach, they said to Hashem Yisbarach, they said, Ribono Shel Olam, Rachim al Yitzhak, have compassion Yitzhak, Shehu Adam, he's an Adam, who ben Adam nek halafanecha ke behema, and you're going to shecht an Adam like a behema? Adam u behema tashi Hashem. Because he didn't have his zivug yet, because a behema doesn't have a zivug, there's no Indian of zivug in by a behema. So here, that Adam was like a behema, since he was lacking his zivug, that ish below isha is eino Adam. So Sarah felt responsible for that. So that's why Rashi's peculiar lashon, quoting Chazal, fits very nicely, because Rashi says, kimat shelo nishchat, just as he's about to be nishchat, parcha nishmasa meisa. So all the mefarshim talk about what's going on here. Kimat shelo nishchat, parcha nishmasa. Parcha nishmasa means she gave up her life.
Right.
Why did she give up her life? Because she felt responsible. Had the zivug been down here, had Rivka been in this world, so Mamela Yitzhak wouldn't have been on the altar right now. So she gave up her life. She was Moser Nefesh to protect Yitzchak from being shechted because it wasn't his fault. It was her fault. It was her tzchaik. So Mamela, although she was not able to bring down Rivka into this world in her lifetime, in her death, she unlocked it through her Mesiris Nefesh. And that's why immediately after the Akedah, the Torah says, news to Avram Avinu, Rivka has been born to your family, Bisuel, in somewhere in the world. And for our next parsha, Avram sends Eliezer looking for this Rivka who has been born in the world. But Sarah was able, as soon as Sarah died, so it allowed the Neshama Rivka to be brought into this world. How so? How is that possible? What's the correlation? Because we said before that immediately after this, Avram Avinu is looking for what? To bury Sarah. And what does he find? Maris Machpelah. Now who's the Maris Machpelah? Rivka. So as soon as the Ma'ara opens to let in Sarah, it lets out Rivka into this world. And that's why the whole Hakdama to finding Rivka has to be through the burial of Sarah first. And that's why they're linked together, because really you would have thought that the Parsha of last week should have ended with the burying of Sarah and then begin a whole new Parsha with good things about finding a Zivik, but no. Right? We begin the Parsha with the death of Sarah, and that leads into finding Rivka, because it was only through the death of Sarah that the neshama of Rivka was able to come in. Although she was born, right, but it's the neshama of Rivka. The neshama of Rivka comes down with the Petira, with the death of Sarah. This is alluded to what Chazal is saying. Lo yizarech Hashem shel Rivka ad sheshak Hashem shel Sarah. That it was only when the son of Sarah sat that the son of Rivka was able to come into this world, because it was through the opening of the Pesach of the Ma'ara that the neshama of Rivka was able to come into this world. This is alluded to the fact that Eliezer has to find Rivka as the wife for Yitzhak, and that which the Pasuk says, this is alluded to in Yaakov Ruveni, that it says, V'alabakar ratz Avraham, V'yikach ben bakar v'yitin ala na'ar, v'yimaher la'asoy soy. So what does Avraham do with this bakar? He gives it to the na'ar, and he hurries to prepare it. So who's the bakar? Rivka. Who is the na'ar that he gives it to?
Yishma.
So Yishmael, Rashi says Yishmael. Also, na'ar refers to Eliezer. So really the pshat is that Hashem is giving the neshama of Rivka into the hands of Eliezer to find Vayimahir Lasais, I say. Because Eliezer was very quick. He speaks to Sadera, Hayom Natsasi, Hayom Basi. Everything by Eliezer happens super fast. This is called Vayitin Sabakar to the Na'ar Vayimahir Lasais, I say. He prepares it very, very quickly for Yitzhak to have. So from here we have the whole Maisa of finding Rivka, and he's looking for the Simanim of Chesed. Why? Like we said before, because Rivka is the daughter of Avram, and he's looking for this daughter, this child of Avram Avinu. So after Eliezer succeeds in finding this Rivka, he has to go home. He has to bring her back to Yitzchak. And he comes, and when he returns, he finds that Yitzchak is standing and he's davening. Yitzchak is davening in the Sadeh. So where is this place that Yitzchak is davening? So according to Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, according to one day in the Zohar, he's davening in Har Bayis. He's davening in Har Bayis, Har HaMariah, which is the place he was shechted, right? Makes sense, he should be davening there. That's where Yaakov went to daven, Har HaMariah came to him, Avram was accustomed to davening. The place of Tefillah, ki beis tefillah kol amim, the place of Tefillah is Har HaMariah. However, the Zohar has another opinion, and the Zohar says that Yitzchak was davening by Maris HaMachpelah, which is called Sadeh. It's called Sadeh Maris HaMachpelah. So if we just take a look at what's happening here, so Rivka is on her way to be brought to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is davening Shemana Esrei in Maris HaMachpelah. Why is he davening in Maris HaMachpelah? Teretz is that since the Makor of Rivka comes from Maris HaMachpelah, so Mamela, he tapped into Maris HaMachpelah where he knew his Zivug was from. And it was goofy while he was davening in Maris HaMachpelah that Rivka was brought to him. That she came out of Maris HaMachpelah, and when she found Yitzchak, she found him in Maris HaMachpelah. Because that's the Shoresh of Rivka. She comes from that place called Maris HaMachpelah. He tapped into that by davening for her in Maris HaMachpelah. This is alluded to, of course. The connection between Shiduchim and Maris HaMachpelah is very clear. The Gemara tells us at the beginning of Kiddushin that we learn out Kesef Kiddushin from a drasha, Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, as if to say that the whole drasha of the whole limud of Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, the whole limud of Kesef Kiddushin was learned out, was Nizgalu when Avram purchased Maris HaMachpelah.
Right.
And so therefore, that's why immediately after the burial of Sarah, Avram goes to find a wife for Yitzchak, is because the whole Chiddush of Kiddushin was Nisgal with the burial of Sarah. And that has a Shaykh to Maris HaMachpelah. And we see that very clearly from our Smach Pele, because the whole way that the Avos HaKadoshim are buried b'derech zivugin. Avram is buried with Sarah, Yitzchak with Rivka. Not the pshat that the men are together and the women are together. Right? There's no mechitza. Right? It's the fact that they're buried b'derech zivugin, because the whole shirish of zivugin comes from our Smach Pele. The very first zivugin Torah, that true zivugin Torah comes from Yitzchak and Rivka.
Right.
That comes out of our Smach Pele. So Mamela, this Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, which is Mar Tzmach Pela, is the place from where all Shiduchim come from, which is why it's called Chevron. Chevron is Lashon of Chibur, a Chibur between Ish v'Isha. So that's why the Sofei Tevos, of Vayetze, not by the word Vayetze, but Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, is Sofei Tevos Kicha. It's alluding to us that he's davening Mar Tzmach Pele, which is this Kicha Kicha, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. So from here, we go into next week's Parsha, which is Parsha's Toldos, which is where Yaakov gets the brachos, and from there, he goes off to the house of Laban. So it says that when Yaakov comes to Yitzchak, the Torah tells us that Yitzchak says, "Re'ei riach b'ni k'riach ha'sada asher b'erecho Hashem." The smell of Yaakov was like the sada asher b'erecho Hashem. So what is this sada? So perhaps you can say that he's referring to the sada, which is Yitzchak's sada, which is Mar Tzmach Pele. That he smelled Mar Tzmach Pele on him. And this is Merumisu in the Lashon of the Zayar. Because the Zayar says, "Is sada d'chol b'chon v'kiddushin b'shayun." There's a sada that all brach and kiddusha is shayu there. As it says, "K'riach ha'sada asher b'erecho Hashem." Listen, look very carefully. The lashon of the Zayar, the chol birkan v'kiddushin be'shayon. The al bracha and kiddushin is shayo there. The lashon is not even say kiddusha; it says kiddushin shayo be, and then quotes this pasuk. Right? There's a sada that al bracha and kiddushin is shayo in, because the shorish of al kiddushin comes from Mar Tzmach Pele. So with this, we can understand that immediately after he comes to Yitzchak, and by the way, who sent in Rivka? Who sent in Yaakov with Rivka. His coat? It was Rivka. And since Rivka's shayrish is the Mar Tzmach Pele, so he was able to spell the Mar Tzmach Pele behind all this, which is Rivka. That Rivka was behind all this. And as soon as he smells Mar Tzmach Pele on Yaakovina, what does he tell him to do?
Go
to the house of love and find a shidduch. Because since he has a shayrish, he has a shayrish Mar Tzmach Pele, he knew that now he had a shayrish to Zivugan, and he goes to the very same place where Rivka was pulled out of, which is the house of love. Which is the house of love.